Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that as well. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, I don't know where you live, but here in the state of Michigan, coming up on November 15th, is firearm hunting season for deer. And thousands of hunters are going to be heading out on the 15th, from the 15th to the 30th. That's about a two-week period, where thousands of hunters around the state are going out into the woods in the hopes of bagging a deer. Now, I did find a couple of articles, one from Michigan DNR and another one from the Pennsylvania News Daily, or News Today, with tips on how to be safe while hunting this season. You can go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to that. It'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast. Happen to be listening later on, that's all right. In the upper left of our blog, or upper right of our blog, just type in Hunting Safety Tips 2021, and it will bring you to the blog post with the tips I'm going to share, as well as links to the full articles from, again, Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Pennsylvania News Today. Now, first I want to share is tree stand safety. Injuries associated with tree stands are common, so it is important to make sure that you're safe while using one. They recommend before you use or set up a tree stand, be sure to inspect all the equipment to make sure everything is solid and in good condition. Now, if you like built a tree stand, you know, obviously make sure that the ladder is in good condition, make sure the floor is in good condition, and that the thing isn't going to fall out of wherever you have it built. If you happen to purchase one of those metal tree stands that connects to the tree, make sure you read the directions and install it properly. Next tip they have when it comes to tree stand safety is to wear a harness, being sure that it is tightened firmly around your body. And then they also recommend that you connect to the safety line before you make your ascent into the stand. So don't wait until you get into the stand to clip in. Make sure you clip in on the ground before you start climbing up into the stand. Another tip that I have here for you is wear hearing protection. It's recommended that you wear hearing protection, whether it's the foam earpieces or earplugs or actual earmuffs. They say because hearing impairment can happen at 85 decibels and above, and the average shotgun gunshot averages between 140 and 150 decibels, so it's almost twice the level at where you could begin to lose your hearing. So it's really important that you do wear hearing protection when you're out hunting. And then lastly in this section, I just want to share hunter's colors. Here in the state of Michigan, according to the Michigan DNR, hunters are required to wear at least 50% of hunter or blaze orange clothing that can be seen from all directions. It is recommended that you wear as much hunter orange as you can to maximize your visibility. I don't know what it is in other states, but here in the state of Michigan, when it comes to deer season with firearms, you are required to wear hunter or blaze orange from head to toe. You know, I see a lot of people wearing stocking caps, and then they got like safety vests that they wear. Some people go all out and they have like a jumpsuit that's all blaze orange. So it is recommended that you wear as much as possible to alert other hunters that, hey, I'm here. So when they go to fire on that deer, you don't end up in their crosshairs. So again, make sure that if you're hunting here in the state of Michigan, that you're wearing at least 50% hunter or blaze orange. Now, the last tip I want to share with you, again, I want you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on through to the blog. If you happen to be listening later on, go into the upper right, type in Hunting Safety Tips 2021, and it will bring you to some of the tips that I share here today, as well as links to the two articles, again, from Michigan DNR and Pennsylvania News Today. Last tip I want to share with you is prepare your gear. Make sure your firearms are in good working condition and bring the necessary tools to make simple repairs while in the field. Have a first aid kit. Always make sure that you bring a first aid kit whenever you go out hunting. It's invaluable. Make sure that it's well stocked. Make sure that everything is in date. Don't go out with an expired first aid kit. Real important that you have, you know, the Band-Aids and you know, simple things, but also make sure that you have, like, compression gauze and other things that you might need for injuries out in the field. So make sure that you bring a first aid kit with you. And make sure that you keep your cell phone charged. Recommended that you bring a portable phone charger if you're going to be out for an extended period of time. But your cell phone is literally going to be your lifeline to the outside world. If you get hurt and you're out there by yourself, that's going to be your pretty much only line of communication. So make sure that you keep your cell phone charged and in good working condition. And again, bring a portable charger if you can, if you're going to be out for an extended period of time. Now, again, I do want you to read both articles because I only shared just a small portion of the information, because I do want you to read the full articles that they have available from the Michigan DNR and Pennsylvania News Today. Just, again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, and upper right, if you happen to be listening later on, just type in Hunting Safety Tips 2021, and it will bring you to the blog post for today with links to the two articles. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can certainly do that too. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and I hope you have a great week, a safe week, and if you're going out hunting, please be safe and save me some of that deer jerky. Take care.